Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Everybody, we're back with another episode of Nevermind.
Morning episode
of Nevermind. guys, this week's episode, I have a lot to talk about.
She got a lot to talk about. You guys, listen,
what about you, Kyle?
Well, here's my thing right now. This is what's going on in my life right now. This is what I'm going to talk about.
If it's your dreams.
No. It's not my dreams, but I do have this thing right now where, for whatever reason, it might just be a dehydration thing, you know? It feels like I can't see. Like, when I'm outside, I'm like, it's like hard for me to like look at stuff and like focus onto one thing for a second. And then I'm like, it feels like you know what I mean? But then you're the same way yesterday. Michael's the same way.
It's the weather.
It's got me wondering. Are they pumping something into our apartment?
No, I think it's the weather. Zach, did you feel this way too?
Do we have? I wear glasses, so I can't see.
Do we have a gas leak?
I think what Kyle's describing is like a feeling of when you just can't focus on anything. I had that yesterday. I couldn't. This is disgusting, you guys.
I never had that.
I couldn't put my phone down yesterday. Complete addiction.
Yeah.
Couldn't. I was just like, couldn't think of things. I got all the things I had to do. I had to get or had to do done, but I could have done other things for sure. But instead, I was on that freaking phone.
Well, tell me this.
And I could not, for the life of me, focus on a task. And so it's a, what is that word?
Well, tell me this. Do you feel like it's a bad thing when that happens?
What is?
When your phone mode and you can't
get
off?
No, I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome they're controlling my mind.
I
think it's awesome that I have a complete fucking addiction to not a person, but to a world that's not even real.
I just don't want to give you any sort of advice if it's something that you don't feel like you're...
I don't need advice.
Well, can I just say what helps me in those moments?
Listen, I know probably...
There's a specific thing that somebody told me that has helped me.
Meditation, but yes.
No.
Tell me.
When you notice it happen, when you're like, I'm doing this thing.
Yeah.
Count down from three. You go 3, 2, 1. If you're like sitting, whatever, you stand up immediately.
Yeah.
You either, if you have the ability to, throw your phone across the room or run to your bedroom, put it on your bed and go back to like where you need to be focusing at and just get it away.
I have done that and I did that multiple times yesterday. But then what happens? I go right back to
it. You just crawled. Yeah, you're like,
exactly.
No, it's hard. I have the same thing.
Yeah, it just was yesterday. I'm not mad at myself. I got all the things I had to get done and I was happy with it actually, all my tasks.
Nice, hell yeah.
So I went to the gym. It was just a little bit of a lazier day. And do we punish ourselves or do we go, okay, well, we're all just floating on a big rock anyways.
We don't punish yourself.
What?
But so you don't punish yourself. But
yeah, I do. I go, stupid idiot. Don't you get on your phone. Stupid little girl. Get off your phone.
That's
anyway,
what you do.
So how are you?
Well, I just am still in this. So also this morning, you know, I was like, okay, yesterday I like had to take a nap. That probably had something to do with that focus thing. I was just really tired and trying to force myself to get up so I can make the gym happen in the morning. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try to just sleep in today. I'll go to the gym in the afternoon, maybe give that a try, see if something else works. And then I go on my morning walk, and on the morning walk, I'm just like, I can't see anything. It feels like I can't. Maybe I just need glasses.
Maybe.
I actually...
Okay, what can you read?
I got a glasses prescription and never got the glasses.
Okay, I'm seeing a box over there.
Yeah.
Can you see what it says with the includes?
Well, I'm at an angle. Yeah, putting green. Cup with flag, 2 golf balls, putter.
So I'm going to say right now, Kyle, you don't need glasses.
How about this?
But.
Ah, here
okay,
we go.
Here we go. So now
what
I'm
is that
do,
called? What is that chart called? The eye doctor?
I can't remember.
Distance visual.
But that's not
acuity
the
test.
That's not the original one. All right. So just set it maybe like on your lap and let's try this.
And no, raise it higher.
Screenshot this for Connery. Okay. Top line.
Okay.
Can you read the top line, Veronica? Well, you have
I have my contacts and I can read it. But I'll tell you right now, without my contacts, couldn't tell you what time it is.
Well, check this out. Should I do both eyes or should I just do one eye?
Do both.
What do they do in the doctor? They do one eye. Do one.
Okay. So I'll start with my right eye. You ready for this? This is what's crazy. Or should I start with my left eye? Because then I'll remember. Okay.
Okay.
We'll get another chart.
Okay. Go for it.
I'm going to do my left eye. My left eye's fucked.
Yeah.
T-Z-O. P-T-O-C, Z-L-P-E-D, E-T-O-D-C-F, D-F-C-E-L-F-T. Now this is where shit gets, it just looks like a bunch of O's, but I'm going to go O-P-D.
How's he doing?
Some of them are wrong.
E-O-P-L. L. I can't read that second line.
Or that last line. Now, you ready for this?
Yep. Go ahead.
Right eye.
Well, you've already.
So I'm going to say right now you got 97% right.
Okay. Left eye is now covered. Right eye is open. T Z O P T O C Z L P E D E T O D C F D F C Z L F T C F D T E O P L. L D O E O T E F F P C D T Z L F. And I can't read the very bottom line. But with both eyes,
can
I
can read the
can.
Bottom line, Veronica? Can you read the bottom line?
Okay, let's try it. O L E F D T Z P. But
wait, that's the bottom? You can read that?
No, I can't. Like I'll say this.
You read it. It was right.
Was right. If you can do all that without glasses, you don't need glasses. Don't get glasses.
But when I went.
Do you know how many people need glasses?
Well, I'm not taking glasses away from people that need them.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying listen, glasses are awesome and it's a fun accessory, but there's a part of me that wishes I didn't need any.
I don't want glasses.
Let's see. What would Kyle look like? Be like with a glass? What if you were a glasses guy? Like, I can't even envision that. Do you know what I mean?
It would be like, I can't see it, so I don't even know.
It doesn't look terrible. Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer shit?
Something feels different.
Like, I remember.
It's also really specific.
2 plus 3.
But Kyle, I think Kyle's been like one of like the one friend that like really wants.
I don't want glasses.
Glasses. Do you remember that? I was that as a kid where I'd go, I can't see because I wanted glasses.
But I'll tell you what, I don't want glasses so much that I went and got my vision checked and they gave me a prescription. This was 6 months ago and I just haven't gotten glasses.
But you don't need glasses.
They gave me a prescription. And I think
if you could read that and this, you do not need them.
If I may, the optometrist told me for reading and working on my computer, I should be wearing glasses.
So you're closer.
Yes.
Was that
Farsighted.
So you can't read things close up.
I can. It just strains my eyes a little more is what she was tapping me into.
Do you think she's trying to steal your money?
No, because it was a very small
prescription. That's what it sounds like to me.
Prescription. She got my money.
I mean, that, no, that's her. What I mean. That's what. But do you think she's probably like, yeah, you need totally, you need to come back in to see if it's getting worse.
No, because she never said that. She just said, you should go get glasses. And I have a code from Warby Parker that I hope is still valid.
It is.
To get a pair of glasses. Maybe I do that today. Maybe I find my Warby Parker, my prescription.
I'll support you in your glasses journey, or you can give them that code to me, who needs glasses heavily.
You have glasses.
I need new ones because mine broke, remember? Mitch broke my glasses.
You broke your glasses.
On Mitch.
On Mitch.
So who broke them?
You.
Together. It was in a hug. They snapped.
You broke your glasses.
Well, so you don't want to give them to me? Someone who needs them.
I might need them, is what we're learning.
You don't, you can read. Anyone who doesn't, okay.
It's not about not being able to read. It's about the strain that it does to your eyes.
Right. Okay, you're right.
When you do read.
Okay, I support your strain. I support helping your strain.
Thank you.
Episode
84!
Really?
Yeah.
Change this.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Okay. Hi, everybody. What's happening? What's happening, guys? Okay, I'm just going to jump right into it.
Well, no, episode 84, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for subscribing, watching. Give it a like, share it with a friend, turn on the notification bells, and give it a thumbs up. And we have a bonus episode on Patreon every single week. So if you want to subscribe to that and support us there. We're so freaking excited for you to be here. And
bonus episode also, Patreon also includes ad-free listening, which you can connect to your Spotify account. If you're listening on Spotify, please hit the follow button and share it on your story and say, I love this podcast. I want them to do this forever.
Okay.
And
so what?
Merchandise link in the bio.
Oh, yes, the merchandise designed by Kyle Chase, of course. Beautiful merchandise,
and
which
we love.
There might
be some new stuff coming soon because once we do one design, it never comes back.
So just know that. All right.
This is the first time I think I've ever worn shorts.
You're showing your legs.
On the podcast.
Do you think people are getting horny?
No, because I've got really, I can't see in there. I can't tell if you can tell. I've got really skinny legs. It's part of being tall.
Okay.
Not for everybody.
Cue the did bro miss leg day comments?
Comments or music?
Was it comments?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Oh, like you're telling people to comment that.
Yeah, people are definitely gonna so bro missed leg day? So did bro hit the gym and forget to do legs?
Comment that down below. That's exactly right. What's that saying?
One body weight exercise.
Yep.
Can do that.
Wow.
I do kind of have, I wouldn't say chicken legs, but they're definitely, like, I don't feel great wearing shorts all the time.
It's an insecurity of yours.
Big time. But mm-hmm. go ahead
you shouldn't
and
be insecure.
And roast
they're
me.
Great.
I
they're model legs. Mm-hmm. I would kill to have them. The
I
hair.
Got these new shorts. I would love for Lululemon to send me some because that's where they're
bro.
From. Can I not just call out Lululemon
no.
for a second?
I would also, love- I don't think they do that. I think Lululemon's like pretty like.
We'll see about that.
Like, you know, you're going to come to us. So. That is a store that I'm just going to shop at for the rest of my life. Do you know what I mean?
They have this line.
And they don't have to even advertise a single thing. And I think they know that.
Yeah.
Because they're just, it's just good. They keep my, you know, that's just what I wear when I go, when I work out is Lululemon.
Well, I'll tell you, I got one pair of Lululemon shorts one time as a gift. Actually, I think I wore my friend's because I didn't have a pair of shorts. And he's like, oh, just borrow mine. They were Lululemon. I was like, these are nice.
Changed your life,
like,
huh?
These are really
oh,
good.
The like leggings and pants, like tight pants for, yeah. for people who want the tight ones. My ass looks incredible and feels tight. I feel 10 pounds skinnier every time I wear. And may I say this? Now I have this new, I've been wearing Tank Air tops. If for anybody who wants to get snatched, Tank Air, Lululemon's, honey, you've just shed 10 pounds.
Whoa.
It's like, it keeps you like a.
You always make that sound.
Well, it's true though. So that's my.
You
that's
know, I,
my,
have a pair, I have a pair of the tights as well for running in the winter.
Yes, I've seen them.
I wear them under my shorts, of course. You got to. When you run in the winter, you can't be
to.
Out there.
You can't be out
bare
there.
Bare short. You need a little something, especially here in New York City. It's windy. It's brick, as they say.
You've
it's brick.
You have a brick. You've
no. It's brick out.
Boner when you wear them.
No, it's brick oh. out. But anyway, these shorts have the liner, and that's a new addition. I think I will always be getting the ones that have the liner.
Do you have my key in your pocket?
Yeah, I do.
Why do you have my key? Thank you. Okay, can I get to the? Can I get to okay. some awesome stuff?
Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
First off, okay, I'll just get to it. Okay, so new to the listeners. So I did tires, right? Tires season two. So I just want to talk about my experience of the post, it coming out. Yes, now I'm famous. Yes, now people, oh, they praise me. They give, oh, they want me to sign their babies. No, these are all the DMs I'm getting.
All hail Kelly.
Okay. So the DMs I'm getting are like,
isn't
wait, Zach,
name?
Have you, Zach's a good friend of mine. Zach, have you watched the show?
Not yet, but
yeah,
there going
we go.
To.
Yeah.
Isn't that your
I asked Jack
show?
The same thing. He's like, no. I was like, okay.
I'm going to.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Well, people are going to watch. People are going to, actually random people are watching it. I have been recognized from it twice, I want to say. So that's mm-hmm. pretty cool. That's, you know, pretty different, right?
It's different.
So These are the DMs I'm getting, you guys. Someone's like, it'll mostly men. Okay, I'm going to call you out. I'm sorry. And they'll
ugh,
go, fucking they'll go,
pigs.
Oh my God, you're so hot. I love you in tires. Then maybe they binge the show or a couple days later, they go, actually, never mind, you're a bitch.
But you can't spoil it for people who
okay,
haven't
well,
watched it.
Regardless, I'm not going to spoil it. Go watch the show. Go watch the show. Go have your own opinion on it. But it's just so funny that people don't know that that's called acting. And that's kind of the funny thing about it is that that's written before and that's not me.
Do you know what my theory is?
But it's just really silly to me. I mean,
think,
it's fun.
I think people like to pretend
that it's real.
Things are real life. To like they like to feel...
escapism.
They like to feel like they're... able to be involved in the TV show. They like to be involved in the world. So they go, oh, the character Kelly, I'm going to DM her. I'm DMing Kelly.
Yeah. Or another guy commented on my, I posted a dump yesterday, right?
Dump.
Oh, something just fall. Just, I posted a dump yesterday so boring. This is like the most, okay, whatever. I'm just going to say it. And you guys, a guy comments, and Hayden came to my fucking defense. All of you guys did. A guy comments, he's like, I thought this was a comedy page. And now it's just like normal, cute, like girl stuff. Like, is that just me or anyone else? 25 likes, right? 18 comments of everyone coming to my defense going, "Have you, she posted a sketch yesterday. Like, are you, they just couldn't fathom that I, that this is my personal page and that I maybe do other things. Also, I posted funny pictures in there, you motherfucker.
Uncle HK hit
the- Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody, okay, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. So Adrian Brody, first off, would love to work with him, of course. Second of all, has weirded me out completely with his acceptance speech in the Oscars and-
Great movie.
And then he's married, which is, listen, I'm just going to say it. He's married to Harvey Weinstein's ex, and I think they got divorced because he went to jail. So listen, I don't know these people, right? So let's just say that. Yeah. But let me just say this. He has talked about in multiple interviews, maybe even on the speech, he goes that painting and art is his number one, or visual art is his number one love. It's no longer acting. He will act. It's a love of his. But painting and art is his number one love.
Zach, can we see some of Adrian Brody's art?
Zach goes, have you seen this art? And I go, no, I pictured something in my head. Let's pull this up right now because, bro.
Have you not seen it, Kyle?
I have. So he loves.
Bro.
I mean, here's the thing. The
Brody Book shit is amazing, dude. The Starbucks.
Starbucks, but it's Brody Bucks. It's Brody Bucks and it's with... Well, people can see it. But
yeah, I couldn't see it, though. It's guns.
Two guns pointing to the mermaid, and it says Brody Bucks.
Damn, she's a mermaid?
I think so, yeah. There's actually Christian people that aren't allowed to go to Starbucks because mermaids resemble the devil or are demonic.
I'm going to Brody the Bucks.
Dude, this, when I saw this shit, I'm sorry. Well, it's like Monopoly Man.
Oh, that's, what's his name? His name is something. It's like Tim Monopoly or something like that. What's his name? The Monopoly guy? The guy who does the Monopoly paintings?
Fuck, guys. There's some other ones too. It's guns pointing at you.
Alec Monopoly.
Neon pink. That, I'm sorry. Buddy. Well, you know what? Who am I to say? He can love that with all of his heart. But to say that I wasn't absolutely shocked and we weren't laughing so hard... It would be to lie.
The crazy thing about seeing stuff like that and like Alec Monopoly and whatever is that like the technical skill of painting is there. Like they are good at painting.
But then they go, what's the worst thing I can paint?
But the taste is just
Marilyn Monroe
off.
With
like look at the skull. Look at how detailed that is. That's work.
Yeah, like he is.
But there's just no, also his poses in these, his outfits. Like, I used to love Ice Caleb.
Brody, man.
Listen, if I meet him, love to work with him. But he's completely changed who I thought he was. Does that make sense? Like, in like Darjeeling Limited or like The Pianist.
I was kind of thinking about this yesterday because I'm like, I thought he was a really great actor as a kid, but I'm also like, what did I see him in? And I was looking at his movies and I was like, what did I see him in as a kid? I was always like, oh, he's like the best. But I never saw that.
Wasn't he?
We gotta watch it. He won the Oscar. He was like 24 or something.
Wasn't he in some like Wes Anderson stuff?
Yeah,
Darjeeling Limited.
What is it?
Darjeeling Limited.
Is that the only one he's been in?
He's been in a bunch.
But that was like he's like a main character and that's Three Brothers.
Is he in Grand Budapest?
Yes. Maybe.
Okay. He is.
But I like Darjeeling. Am I pronouncing that right?
Darjeeling? Something Darjeeling? I don't know.
Give me some other... Give me the IMDb.
Well, I'm looking at it right now.
What do we got?
So look... Maybe read it out loud.
We've all seen... Well, he's in Angels in the Outfield. He's in Natural Born Killers. I guess he's probably a little role in these. But I mean, he's in... I'm just thinking like... Well, did you ever see Cadillac Records? Splice?
No,
all these movies I haven't seen. He's in Poker Face, the show I just did.
Yeah.
Season 1.
King Kong with Jack Black.
Oh, yes, I haven't seen this.
You haven't seen that?
No.
He does feel like one of those actors you've just seen.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
As a kid, at least.
And you saw this one, right? The one he won the Oscar for.
The Brutalist.
I haven't seen it.
Brutalist. No?
Very recognizable face, Adrian Brody.
His voice, actually. To me, I think acting, now that I'm, I'm studying the craft, I think it's like 40% voice.
Well, that sucks because I hate my voice.
You just got to lower it. You got to start smoking cigarettes. I'm not even kidding.
Hold on.
You have to edge up your voice.
You think it needs to be lower?
I mean, you don't have to. I just mean like that's...
Find your true voice. We talked about this.
Like try sexy.
Like in general, I just need to speak at like a lower register, do you think?
It's kind of doing something for me.
Now
try like... Okay, I'm going to give you one. Come here, baby girl.
And you want me to say it in like my low?
Yeah, like you have to go, like as if you're in like 50 Shades of Grey.
Come here, baby girl.
And that's going to be clipped for everyone to see for the rest of it.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Eternity.
Deepen my voice in only 1 week.
What? Because he has a bigger Adam's apple? Does Adam's apple equal bigger?
I think
bigger?
Maybe because you push it down. Does that make sense?
Well.
Now can you say something with a British accent? This is how you're going to get roles. British accent. Like do like deep voice with British accent. So now say you can run but you can't hide. Action.
British accent for that. Okay.
You know, England?
Yeah. You can run. Lower. You can run, but you can't hide.
One more time. A little bit more on voice.
You can run. You can run, but you can't hide.
Lower.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Yeah.
See, the thing also about speaking in a low
it hurts.
Voice, no, it doesn't hurt. It's just harder to do it loud. It's hard for me to stay loud with
because it's not on voice.
It's hard for me to stay loud with a deep voice.
Yeah.
Because then I have to start talking like this a little bit more.
But when you're at the bar and you can't like speak loud, do you not go lower?
No, I go higher. Really? I go, yeah. Can I have a gin and tonic? You know what I mean? Like,
can I have a gin and tonic?
Do you go higher at the bar?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm like this actually at the bar. For one, I would never order a gin and tonic.
Me neither. Oh, I said that.
I go like this.
One old fashioned, please. Thank you.
Hi, excuse me. Hi, sorry. May I please get an old fashioned, please?
Just one old fashioned, please. Thank you.
Well, actually, because I was thinking about my dad when my dad went deaf. In his age, I mean, not fully deaf, but when he started
like, what?
To lose
I didn't
it.
Know that.
We're like this. Sorry, Zach.
When he started to lose it, the doctor told him that he'd have trouble hearing women and children.
And he said, "Thank God."
And that was the joke, like for everyone. I was a kid, like dad joke, but higher voices, you know,
yes.
Harder to hear. Harder. So if I'm at the bar, I should be saying, let me get one. Let me get one martini and make it dirty, you son of a bitch.
I feel like I lean in a little lower though if I'm trying to be heard. Yeah, I don't know.
Would you say I have a low voice for a woman, or a high voice for a woman, or medium voice for a woman?
I think like low to medium.
Low to medium. But then when I get excited, I go, yes!
But even then, you see, as you start to go higher, like rasping out.
Yeah.
You've got a nice, like, smooth tone.
Really?
That's why you're booking so many roles. If it's about the voice.
I don't know what I think I have like a little boy's voice. You know what I mean?
Like you could be like Bart Simpson.
Yeah, I could be character actor. I could be Finn on Adventure Time.
Let me hear your Bart Simpson.
Girl, I can't even think of that
just
right
say,
now.
Eat my shorts.
Eat my shorts.
That's.
What does he sound like?
That's not it.
Eat my shorts. What is it? Eat my. This is sort of like a backfired, so. Eat.
But you know what woman does his
eat
voice?
Eat my shorts. You're kidding.
It is. Lady. No. Yeah, right.
You knew that.
Wait, what? I think that fact has to be the most like told fact in the world. That Bart Simpson is played by a woman has to be said. I bet you since I've said that, four people have said that in conversation right now on Earth.
What did you just say? What made me say that?
Voices. Though, because I said I have a voice of a little boy.
No. But then what made me just say, well, you know, a woman does. Because I was saying in a way that's like, you know that, of course.
I know. But I do. But
it wasn't me being like, well, you know.
No. I know. But it was.
Fun
but
the, fact.
It wasn't.
Woman.
It was. I wasn't dissing you. I think I was just dissing the, like, someone not knowing that was
fun
funny
fact,
to me.
A woman actually plays the voice of Bart Simpson.
You're kidding.
Swear.
You're kidding me.
Swear.
So
a woman plays the voice of Sandy Cheeks on SpongeBob as well.
You got me. You got me.
That's good. That's rich.
Guys, we went to the mall. We went to the Jersey Mall that has roller coasters, ice rink.
It's not the Jersey Mall. It's called...
What's it called?
American Mall. Dream. It's called American Dream. It is in New Jersey. Owned Speaking by the... Of, yeah. Created, owned, built by the same people that did the Mall of America.
Who's that?
Triple Five Group is their name.
They sound like amazing people and they probably donate a lot of money to good causes, right?
I have actually met quite a few of them.
Of the five?
Of the Triple Five Group, yeah. Like the like... top guy, like the guy who started.
How did you meet him?
Because a while ago when I was working with Donnie the Dybbuk, they really liked him when he was doing the customized shoes and they wanted him to open a store
right
in the mall, and they wanted to do it via like they invest in him, like they give him money to sort of build out the store and do like the upfront costs, but it also would have locked him into like a pretty long lease there that he would have been obligated to pay if it didn't work out anyway. Like he couldn't just like dip out on it. Like he would have been like locked there. And he was just like, this isn't what I want to do. But we went there like multiple times because the like great granddaughter or granddaughter of the guy, one of the guys who started it, was like a big fan and like wore all of his customs.
Okay.
And like just really fuck liked it. And so we went there a couple of times and met with them to talk about the store stuff. And then when the store wasn't so much a thing, we were like, well, let's do a pop-up here. Like we can bring this stuff here and do like a cool pop-up in the mall. Let's talk about that. And we did. And
I didn't know that.
We didn't do the pop-up.
Oh, we never did.
We went there to talk about it and it just never happened. But yeah.
Damn.
They were interested.
So you met the five.
Well, I don't know why it's called Triple Five. But
was
I met,
it the Hulk?
What?
I'm trying to make some kind of Marvel reference here, joke, but I don't.
No, but
don't
there was
work.
Just like, you know, it's a big family.
Yeah. Wow. See, so that mall blew my mind.
It's insane.
I loved it. They have escape rooms. They have, I actually do want to do escape room now that we got rejected.
Well, this is my
because
thought.
Because they had, because we got flat brims. We should have wore flat brims tonight.
Oh, we should have. We can get them next time.
And we went to Mr. Beast Burger and the, okay, it was not good.
Mr. Beast Burger is not good.
Sorry, guys. It's not good. And
sorry, Mr. Beast.
And the service was also not good.
Well, the service wasn't not good.
Okay, that's number one. The customer is always right. You ordered something that I heard you order that was
the Beast.
What style. You said the Beast style.
Yeah.
And then you go up and you got the burger. And mind you, they gave it to us in 2 seconds, which was really fast. Thank you, Mr. Beast. And then you check it and it has like nothing
well,
on it.
Well, here's the thing. I wanted Beast style.
So you wanted-
And what did I get?
You wanted onions, pickles, mayo, whatever the fuck, right?
Which Mr. Beast, great toppings.
What's his real name?
Mr. Beast's real name is-
Tucker? No.
No, don't say it yet, Zach. Don't say it yet. His real name is- Don't
Andrew?
Say it. What's it start with?
It's an insane- You wouldn't guess.
What's it start with?
I bet you I would.
Jay.
Oh, Jimmy.
It's Jimmy.
Jimmy Donaldson?
Yeah. Jimmy.
I knew it was Jimmy.
So,
but hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
What I got was the Chandler burger.
That's right.
And Chandler, if you're listening, buddy, all you get is meat and cheese.
That's what I would get though. So Chandler, I understand.
Just meat and cheese.
Yeah.
No pickles. No ketchup.
No ketchup.
No mayo.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Just meat, just cheese.
Yeah. Sorry, Chandler.
You would get ketchup.
No, I don't like ketchup on burgers at all.
Really?
The only time I like ketchup is with fries.
You want to get like lettuce, tomato?
I would never put it on my eggs. I would never put it on my fucking Kraft dinner. People do that, right?
Yeah, it's gross.
Disgusting! Jail! No. So I don't, I do fucking, anyways, I understand. So she brings it over, has nothing on it. It's the Chandler burger. Yeah. So then you go up.
It says Chandler style.
You go up and you go, hey, I ordered Mr. B style. So they didn't have anything on it. And I told you to go. I was like, you paid for that. I was like, you go. I was turning to Karen. No, not really. But I was just like, come on. Like, they can just fucking put it in the back and put shit on it, whatever. And then.
Also cost them like 10 cents.
Oh, my God. And then she goes, you didn't order that. Why are you telling me what? I was there. You ordered that. And also, like, that's not, even if you lie and you go, you know what I mean? It was just bad service. I'm sorry. I wasn't mad, but I was like,
I wanted a B-style. The B-style came out very quickly right away. And then we got some chicken tendies.
And then she fucked up again.
And we were like, I said, can I get, well, first to get the sauce, you have to order it and pay for it, which like always is kind of, I'm like, for sauce.
Mr. Beast, you make trillions like, of dollars.
Even
come on,
Popeyes,
Mr. Beast.
Even Popeyes is on that where you have to pay for the sauce.
You really?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't go to Popeyes.
Popeyes is on that, man. It's just, it doesn't make sense. You go to any other fast food
Popeyes
restaurant.
Popeyes is good though, huh?
You don't have to pay for the sauce.
Damn.
So Popeyes is really great. Fuck. Cane sauce, you have to pay extra for more cane sauce.
For more.
For more.
But it comes with it.
It does come with it.
Mr. Beast.
So anyway, I have to go up and order. I get a honey mustard and a barbecue. That's all they got for the chicken tenders. And to be fair, it's Mr. Beast Burger, not Mr. Beast Chicken Tenders. So I understand that they don't have all these sauces.
And the chicken tenders were, say it with me.
Disgusting.
Gross.
So I had to order the damn sauces and then they had to bring the sauces out
from
the back.
And you ordered two of them.
I ordered one barbecue and
one barbecue, one honey mustard. What'd they bring out?
One honey mustard.
That's it. Canceled. Mr. Beast Burger. Meh. How are the patties?
It was okay. It was like decent. Okay. It wasn't great. You had the patty melt.
Yep.
And?
It just didn't like have salt on it. I don't know.
Yeah. This is my idea.
Yeah.
It's no Gotham burger. It's no.
No, no, no. He doesn't have a passion for burgers. He doesn't. You can feel it.
Oh, he does?
He doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't.
That you know what I'm saying?
He just wanted to open a restaurant.
You need to be
a burger guy.
You need to love food, like love it, love it, love it. If you're gonna open up a restaurant, I'm sorry, I can feel the lack of passion. Then they're playing Mr. Beast episodes all around the fucking restaurant.
Which I will say
I loved that.
I was definitely tuned into those. I was definitely tuned into the Mr. Beast, yes, that was playing in the restaurant.
Yes, I loved that. Mr. Beast is a good guy. I can't tell. I don't know.
I think he is.
I haven't looked it up enough. I'm sorry.
And so I'm saying I think.
He gives away money, right?
He seems nice.
So then we went to...
This is my thought with what we do next time for the mall.
We're going back?
Yes. I think that we plan a day.
Yeah.
If we can afford a weekday, we take a weekday. We get out there when
tomorrow.
when they open.
Tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
You're right.
We get out there when they open, okay?
Yep.
We book time in the water park.
Yep.
We book time in the amusement park.
Yep.
We book escape room.
Yep.
They also had that game show thing that looked fun.
Should we just go for my 30th birthday?
You basically go and play Family Feud with your friends. Like they separate you. It like feels like you're in a real game show kind of thing.
You're kidding.
No. And like other things.
We
like
go to Build-A-Bear.
Sure.
We go to Candyland.
We go to It's Sugar.
And get I loved It's Sugar. It's basically like, it's like Bulk Barn. No, what's it called?
Yeah.
What do you guys have?
It's called Bulk Barn.
So when you do by the weight of different candies and you open it up and then so my friends were tasting it. I don't know if that was legal, but I was really scared of getting arrested, so I didn't even try and taste one until I bought it.
They wouldn't arrest you. They would just come and say...
Well, they would arrest me.
I'm curious. That bag that you got, what did it end up running you?
12.
Okay.
A little pricey, but not that crazy. Pricey.
I would say that's actually kind of quite of a deal.
Okay, so we went there. That was awesome. We didn't go on the rides because it was $80. It was $80 for the pass.
Because I think they were trying to do some shit that was like, hey,
that's
if you want to ride the rides, get the day pass.
When I go to Wonderland in Canada, it's fucking $50 for the day, usually. This is like one 30th of an amusement park. Truly.
Yeah, no. There's like three rides that aren't real.
And you're telling me $80? Go fuck yourself. Just kidding. I would actually probably go back.
Oh,
and if I had the whole day,
forget.
Do that.
Well, dude, Six Flags is in New Jersey is like $90 for a day. Is that true?
That's what...
It's like way more.
That's what I'm saying. That like, come on.
Let's not forget also what they have in there that's really cool to me. They have a ski hill. They have an indoor ski hill.
Six Flags is $40.
That's what I'm saying.
For a daily ticket is what I'm seeing.
Yeah, but see, do you trust that?
What do you mean?
Do you even trust that?
Six
Flags? Like it's going to be more?
No, but it's definitely less. It's definitely less than $80.
Hear me out.
Half the price.
Hear me out,
y'all. For a full park.
Going to an amusement park where the entrance fee is $40 for the day. I'm like, who's...
No.
Who's in charge of these rides?
Wonderland.
No.
Wonderland. No. Listen to me.
Who's in charge of these rides?
In Wonderland, big amusement park where I'm from, solid rides, like really awesome, great park. I think if you go to, it's worth it to get like a-
Gold pass is what we call
it. Yeah, like, and it's unlimited for the whole year. I think it's like $120 for the pass.
Yeah.
So for one ticket, maybe it's $70 Canadian.
I had the Kings Island Gold Pass. Kings Island- has some of the best rides. It's right outside of Cincinnati. We should go sometime. They have
what's around here?
The longest running
New Jersey one.
Just Six Flags? I don't fuck with Six Flags.
It's pretty dope. I've been
longest like running it? Full wooden okay. roller coaster. It's fully built of wood and nails.
And it's like this.
Wood and nails.
I know.
Wood and nails.
Wood and nails. No, just fully wood and nails.
Damn.
Roller coaster.
I know. There's three of those in
The Beast, and it.
That's
lasts.
What it's called too. The Beast and. I think we have the same, we've talked about this. We have the same park because it was Paramount, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was Hanna-Barbera Land.
I don't remember that.
And for the kids. And then it became Nickelodeon later.
Yeah, we had Nickelodeon.
But it was like, and then there was a giant mountain in the middle of it. Did you guys have that? Like the Paramount Mountain.
No, I don't think so.
But now it's Paramount sold it. But it was like, and then we talked about this, the fucking Italian Job.
Mm-hmm.
And, but there's three wooden rides. And I think, Zach, could you look this up? Is it the same beast? I wonder if it's the same ride.
Like
I wouldn't
coaster.
Be surprised. Yeah, because they probably just designed it once and then put it in different places.
So the Beast, the Cincinnati one, is the OG. I will tell you. And it's 5.5 minutes or something like that. Like, it's a long ride.
And I kid you not, I think we have the exact same ride. I'm not kidding.
And then they built this one called Son of the Beast.
Okay, we don't have that.
Which is also wooden, and it had a loop in it.
And it was wooden. Yes. Loop?
Yes.
Suicide.
Well, it doesn't, bleep that it's out. No bleep longer that out. Running. Bleep that out. It's no longer running.
Because people would fall out?
No, because there were a lot of, there was one time it went and got stuck on the loop.
I'm never going on a ride again.
Which is, that's what I'm saying. Like, amusement parks, I used to be anything. I would get on any ride, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this one fucking goes 150 miles an hour and flips you upside down and you do all this shit. Cool, let's do it.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of like, I don't know if I want to get on any of these.
No, especially ones that go like this, the hammer ones. And then they go all the way. Like, the only thing they do is the loop.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the beast is the same thing, but I don't know. I can't find if it's exactly the same. But, I mean, it looks like it. Yeah, so I'm...
I think it's the exact same. Because it was... They're both Paramount.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Parks.
Yeah. Did you have Face Off? The one that was like two roller coaster or two different things that went at the same time.
Yeah.
On like two different paths.
So
you would like kind of like cross over, like you would like flip up and over while like the other coaster was going underneath you and stuff like that.
We had that. I think it was called The Bat.
Or it was called Face Off. It's cool.
And then I remember that was like my first time.
Top Gun. We had the Top Gun ride,
yep.
Which was really
cool.
That
one was a good one. And it was like dangly.
Uh-huh.
And then Then what else do we have?
I've said this before on the podcast way, way, way back, but I was one of the first riders on one of the rides at Kings Island called Firehawk, which no longer exists.
Fuck.
That was just...
I got a first rider t-shirt.
Damn, you still have it?
I don't think so.
That's fire.
But what really bums me out...
There was so much... There's the layers of what you just said has me fucking dying. Yeah, you going, I've already talked about this on the podcast.
I have, for sure.
And I'm really bragging about it. I love that. That was really
great.
It was
a cool ride. Because it's one where you strap in on like your back like this, and then it lays you down. So it really feels like you're like flying sort of thing. It was really cool. It was a lot of fun.
Wait, we had Tomb Raider.
Yeah, we had a Tomb Raider ride.
And it would lie down on your belly.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Ours was a bit different. We had this this other one. What was it called? The one that, Drop Zone.
Zone, we had that one
just
too.
You just go all the way up.
Oh, yeah. Canada one's called Wild Beast.
Which one? Oh.
And it is slightly different, actually. But it's similar.
So there you go.
Well, Drop is it longer zone. Than the other one? Or the same length?
Let me find out.
You go way up Drop Zone and then just...
We literally have Drop Zone. We have it.
But they had to change all the names to some dumb stuff when they got bought out by Cedar Parks. Because Paramount owns, obviously, all the names.
Yeah, same with
it's just so funny. The Top Gun one, I think became like...
The Beast is longer.
Fuck.
Top Gun became...
Fuck.
Oh, what did it become? Like flight yeah. zone or something like that?
Yeah.
Italian Job became... I don't even remember.
Taxi.
They just like changed yeah. all of the names of all of the rides they had to.
Italian Same. Career. Wait, did I say wildebeest or wild beast?
Wild beast.
It's wilde.
Wildebeest?
Yeah, like the, you know, the animal.
Damn. Because we have three wooden ones, but it sounds like it's the same park. Yeah. What I'm saying.
We should do, this is what we do. Wait, where is it in Canada?
Right by my, or like right outside of Toronto.
This is what we do.
We've passed it.
Right. We go to both.
And then we see.
And we come up with like a little like grading thing where we're like, well, okay, this is this.
Last question for Zach. When was his park established and when was my park established?
Kings Island.
The battle of the same park.
You guys want to guess?
I'm going to say Kings Island was built in the 70s.
I'm going to go Canada's Wonderland opened
1989.
81, 72. All right. So I was close with, I mean, I said the
70s. Dude, I love America. Americans win again.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Okay.
So let's have some wonderful people to thank.
So Connery, cue that music.
Also, in the bonus episode, I will be talking about Love Island, and I just want people to know that if you want to come, because they didn't have a chance to talk about it.
Okay, Connery, okay. Cue that music. Down, girl. Easy now. We must find water for you. Otherwise, you will be not able to continue on this journey. Oh. There's some water. Drink up.
That was really good.
Wait. You can speak?
You can hear me?
Yes.
Wait, what? You can hear me?
This water must be magical of sorts.
Oh my god. Wait a second. Yeah, I can sing, I can dance, I can jump around the plants, I can jump over the...
You're a singing horse.
Yes.
Wait a second. I have an idea. This is genius. We'll sell tickets to come and see the famous singing horse. Yes, we'll find a town. I'll make millions.
Yeah, that sounds good. Boss, I guess that sounds good. Yes.
Sing a song about, I don't know, fairies.
Oh, the fairies of the town, Sarah Dalston from Bruce, Adrian Dubicki, Carla Dalsenberg, Aiden Goon, Katie James, Fancy, Ben of Nell, Mansa Weezer, Diana Greaswit, also Silly Kelly Beach, so
Kovic, Eric Kofsky, Ivan Rally, Jack Blue Rally, Kendrick Sanchez, Amiba Batia, Coco Willie, Winnie Winnie, Emily Faith, Stinky, I'm a Cassie, Mackie, Moron, Pickers, Destroyed, and it goes on. DJ Sticker Girls, The Dwarf West, Haley Nelson, Maguari, Adriana, Jamie McGrath, Gone, Betsy, Ben, Ruby, Veronica, Mets, and Friends. Taylor Lanya, Luxon, Bright Eyed Brunette, Boom Bum Show, Peggy Finnett, Andrea Katie's Friend, Megan Goopy, Evans, Brooklyn, Liz Jenny, Bobby Goods, Taylor, Mike Cook, McKitty, Laura Barrett, Catacomb Queen, I See the Dream, Sydney Jones, Mandy Katz, Maddie Dorsey, Fantasy Camp, Mandy Livy, Charlie McGrath, Sharon, Cheyenne, Annie Helmza, Helly Yo 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 Yo, Daphne, Michael, Maddie Mad Dog, and Hannah Gullington, Kathleen Blackwell, Hello DC, Charlie Sennett Jr., Haley, hello, and this is goodbye.
Oh, I'm going to make millions off of you. Millions!
Not today.
But I thought we could make millions together.
I will not be taken advantage of in this industry. End scene. We're going to continue this awesome stuff on the bonus episode. Please tune in. No!
And the lesson of that
is
don't take advantage. If there's any sort of magical water that gives you or someone that you know powers,
just drink it.
And just don't take advantage of them.
Just shoot them. Love you guys. See you soon.
And just don't take advantage of them.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.